Come on, ladies and gents, into the lift as far as you can. Think of it as a novelty version of a cattle truck. Don't mind rubbing up against each other. We're all friends here. It's all part of fun. A couple more only, please. Then we're going up in the world to the top of the famous Blackpool Tower. Oh, hang on, folks. One more to come. Hurry on up, Bob.
Is there room for a little one?
Caretaker's clocking on, folks. Can we squeeze him in, do you think? Up we go.
We present Tales from the Tower, Episode 4, One Good Turn.
Whew, that's a relief. Fresh air.
It's all right for some. I'm in this sweatbox until 7.
Condolences, Lee. I'm on a late myself, 9 o'clock.
It's a pity. I wanted to cut my edge tonight while the weather's so nice. I've a topiary heifer and its teats need trimming.
Looks like it'll have to wait till tomorrow, though.
Well, the forecast's still good. Hey, Bob, do you know what were going on beach last night?
I shudder to think. Not more tractor joyriding again, was there?
No, crowds and lights and stuff near the lifeboat.
Oh, no, I'm not sure. Oh, hang on. Oh, yeah, I know what it was. The Stanley Stairlift Over 65's Blind Date Competition.
Oh, I thought I could see a lot of grey hair and pink anoraks. Well, I best get on. It'll be busy, busy today. Any more going down?
Oh, yeah. I'd forgotten all about that. I wonder if they set up a stage for it or something. I'll have a quick shufty. The knockers. And get a bit of focus. Central prom near the lifeboat, he said. Ooh, it's heaving down there. It's hotter than any bank holiday I can remember. Quite a showing of strappy tops and short skirts as well. Ooh, I might have to undo a top button at this rate. Oh, yeah. I can see where the action was. Duckboards and a glittery podium. There's a couple of fellas there, I know. I'll just use a bit of zoom. Ah, ha, it's Tony. Of Donna D and Tony, folding up microphone stands. He looks worn out. Well, who's the other fella, then? I should recognise the denim shorts and rhinestone belt. Oh, I can see who it is. Oh, well, he'd be the perfect host for a do like that.
Couldn't have done without your amplifier last night. Especially with that number of pensioners. There seemed to be an awful lot of feedback at first. I nearly rang you on the mobile until I realised it was the cumulative effect of 200 hearing aids.
Did it go well?
Brilliant. Best ever.
What were the winning couple like?
Oh, she was lovely. 75-year-old retired BOAC stewardess from Knot End who could still do the twist.
Blimey, could she?
Well, sort of. We got the chubby checker out, but it had to go on 33 and a third. And he was a tomato grower from Hesketh Bank, still at it at 78. Ooh. His son's an interesting chap, into timber decking and pergolas. I thought I might get him to quote for my bin yard.
So, did they win a stairlift then?
Well, no, but they were lovely prizes. A year's subscription to The People's Friend, a romantic candlelit Meals on Wheels for two, and the complete Dorothy Squires back catalogue, which I wouldn't have minded myself.
Very nice.
Ooh. Are you all right?
Oh, not so good with anything heavy. My back, you see.
Well, I tell you what. You take the mic stands, I'll take the amplifier and extension lead.
Okay. Well, just to the top of the slipway. I'll be all right once I'm on the level.
Well, I would take them all the way for you, but I daren't leave this rubbish uncleared.
No, you're all right, don't worry. I'm expecting the missus. I left her a post-it note on the microwave.
This is everything, isn't it?
Yeah, but don't go so fast, though.
Righto.
Did you get a chance to do your Cilla Black?
Of course. I couldn't miss an opportunity like that.
Anywhere here's fine. I'll just sit on the railings and wait.
Right.
So there you are, blaming Nora.
Well, well, look who's here. Hello, Donna, darling. You're looking stunning as ever. For a minute there, I couldn't decide whether it was Carmen Miranda or Diana Dawes.
All right.
Hello, love.
Where the hell have you been?
I've been here all the time.
Little check for you there, Tony. Thanks again. I'll book you for a sing-along night at the hotel. Anyway, I must away. I'll leave you lovebirds to it. Bye.
Bye, Jack. Thanks.
You never told me you were fitting in a moonlighter. I've been up and down that prom like a tart's knickers off me box wondering where you was.
Well, I left you a post-it note.
You did not.
I stuck it on the microwave so you'd see it.
Well, I never saw no post-it note. Well, either it dropped off or the dogs had it.
Oh, blast, it must have been from the old packet then.
I don't care about flaming post-it notes. Just go and get the van. We've a show at 3 o'clock in case you've forgotten. I'll guard the gear.
Oh dear, she does get wound up, does Donna? It's the artistic temperament, you see, the pressure gets to her. They've been doing this Monday night residency at the Locarno Cabaret Lounge, North Pier, for, must be 18 months now. They took over from Valda Gibbons, who got the push when her high kicks started to become a potential weapon. She nearly had John Prescott's eye out once. They do A Taste of Old Arabia. Goes down a bomb. Songs, sketches, bingo, Guess the Weight of the Turkish Delight, that's Tony in a yashmak, and it usually ends up with everyone doing the sand dance up and down the prom, indoors if wet. They've been working together now for 20 years at least, married for 15. She's a bit of a stunner, is old Donna. Imagine the voice of Celine Dion, the body of Samantha Fox and the legs of Lily Savage. Mind you, I always wondered what she saw in Tony. He's not exactly Brad Pitt with his Jason King moustache. But then, you should see his finger span. It's quite remarkable.
So all in all, the blooming van's in a right old mess.
Have you got any more nice surprises for me? You know, the dog's dead or someone's tipped a bucket of bleach in the fish pond. God, Tony! That van will have to see us out for this year at least. How much is it going to set us back to get it through the test?
Well, it's hard to say, really. There's so much needs doing.
So how do we get the gear around now? Friendly passing hearse or something?
Yeah, it is a bit of a problem, pet.
Anyway, we're looking at least 1,500 quid for something decent, aren't we?
Yeah, thereabouts.
So bang goes the new keyboard for another year.
I'm as disappointed as you are, love.
Can't we get an extension or something?
No. It ran out yesterday, and I can't get a new tax disc without the MOT.
Oh, this is just flaming great. There are days when I wish I'd never left the world of pre-packed vegetables. So we've got a hump, 4 mic stands, an amp, and an extension lead on foot all the way to North Pier. It's half a mile. Well, you better get marching, Sherpa tensing.
All right. But not too fast, though, love. I'm a bit under the weather today.
Oh. It's 80 degrees. God help you come autumn. Weighs a bleeding ton, this. It's a killer in high heels.
Well, honest, love, I pleaded with Derek. But there's no way he'd let me drive it away. He said he'd be risking his professional reputation. Said it's a death trap on wheels, and how we'd survived in one piece up to now was a miracle in itself. He said he'd seen Albanian wheelbarrows in better nick than that van.
All right, don't rub it in. The truth alone is bitter enough. We'll have to look for something cheap to see us through. Bang goes me new cordless phone as well, I suppose.
Yeah, we will have to make economies, love.
We've been making economies all our lives, and look where it's got me. Trudging up the prom in lurex and stilettos with 300 weight of scrap iron under me arm. Oh, I'm fed up with this. And anyway, what were you thinking of lending out expensive gear like this to that big Jesse?
Not lending, actually. Hiring. He gave me a little cheque. We could make quite a bit of money on the side renting out surplus equipment. We've got enough of it. Every little helps.
Yeah, as the fella said who peed in the Mersey.
Oh, you're just being sarcastic now, Don. I'm not talking to you if you are having a stroke.
Well, please yourself.
I will.
Excuse me, darling. That looks heavy. Do you need a hand with those?
It's very kind, but we can manage, thank you.
Tony!
Whatever you say.
Why did you have to go and put your stage outfit on?
Because I didn't fancy changing in that crappy little dressing room on a scorching day like this, especially with Ricky St. Vincent standing there gawping, undressing me with his eyes. Lech. You're just jealous because somebody's paying me a bit of attention, aren't you?
No. I just think stage costumes should remain behind the footlights. It breaks the magic.
You're jealous, Tony.
She's a blooming handful, is that one. I don't know how he puts up with it. There must be some intractable bond between them, otherwise he'd have walked away years ago. I know I would. Rather them than me, though, humping all that lot, especially on a day like this. And I mean, I'm pretty fit, barring the odd pain and strain, and my scalp problem, which Jean reckons is something to do with my fish tanks, but I contest that because I put a tiny drop of Head and Shoulders in the water to keep the algae off the glass. Of course, I would offer to help if I was down there. I can't see many punters offering their assistance, the mean lot. Poor Tony. It can't be easy with a suspected slip disc and swell pedal foot too. Nasty.
Oh, what's inside this amplifier to make it so heavy? Two bollards and Christopher Biggins. Oh, ow, these bleeding shoes. Oh, look. Bleeding feet and all.
Excuse me again, sweetheart, but you really look like you're struggling with our lot. You sure I can't help?
Yeah, we're quite sure, thank you. We're taking little breaks and pacing ourselves. It's not a problem.
Speak for yourself, Jeff Capes. I could use some help, actually. Yes, love. You could help me carry this great lump of an amplifier, if you like.
Oh, right. Okay.
We can manage.
It's nice to see a bit of old-fashioned chivalry for a change. You could take the extension lead, too, if you can manage it,
Gary, no problem. Can you manage the rest, son?
We can manage all of it, thank you. Oh. Leave them there.
Okay, right.
No, we can't. Look at me feet. I'm not a pack horse. Take the amp.
Oh, right.
Put it down.
Okay.
Take it.
You touch that amp, and I'll stick this mic stand where the sound don't reach.
Look, I'm on my way. I'll leave you guys to it. Life's too short for this.
Don't go, love. He's under the influence of antihistamines. Ignore him. I'd like your help, honest. You stupid little prat. You've got your own way now. I hope you're satisfied. You'd rather give yourself a rupture, wouldn't you? Rather see me leaving red footprints up the Golden Mile than accept the help of a decent man.
Decent? He couldn't take his eyes off your boobs. Mind you, I'm not surprised when you insist on wearing the lurex equivalent of the Cheddar Gorge.
Oh, that's charming, that is. How flattering. What a lovely compliment to pay your wife. Well, at least I get attention. Which is more than can be said for you. Look at you. Those flares were out of fashion the first time round. Your glasses belong in a social studies project. And if you insist on wearing bright nylon shirts, choose colours that don't show the sweat.
Donna, you...
And on top of that, you've got a face like a pirate's flag. Oh. Sodger, you can play your own flaming gig. See how the audience like that?
Donna...
Your voice, they won't be applauding. They'll be chucking corn. Gary! Gary! I could use your help, love. This amp weighs a ton.
Donna! Donna, come back here at once!
It's not the first time I've seen her fly off the handle like that. She can be all sweetness and light one minute, the next thing, bang, she's like November the 5th in high heels. Oh, Tony's in a right old pickle. According to Butterworth's jeweller's clock, there's less than an hour before the show. And there's Tony, plonked in the middle of a heap of mic stands and goodness knows what, looking rather bereft, I have to say. There's already a little queue forming outside the Locarno. You see, I couldn't live with that amount of pressure. It's enough for me coping with three tanks of semi-tropical fish. Poor Tony.
Flipping women. Ow. Well, now, maybe if I put that one there... I can carry these two over my shoulder, and then this one could, what could he do? It could, hang on my belt, that's it. Hey, ow! Ow, sugar! Oh, hell's bells. Oh, well, I just have to do two trips then and hope no one pinches them.
All right, then.
Hey, Dick.
Look here. You all right, mate?
Does it look like it?
I'm a one-man band.
Hilarious. Thanks for your help, and your sympathy is greatly appreciated too. I hope you choke on your ecstasy tablets.
Oh, must be easier ways of making a living. All night casualty nurse or something. I can't just sit here. Where do I start? I mean, look at this heap of scrap. It's like a Tate Gallery exhibit. Rachel White Reed would get 50 grand for something like this. Oh, I'm not sure about this equipment thing either. Not until we get a decent mode of transport, at least. If I might be able to carry it like that. Oh, bugger!
Oh, dear.
Oh, I'm ever so sorry, love. I didn't see you. I'm sorry about the language. It's been a rotten day. I'm a bit frazzled.
Don't worry, dear. I've heard a lot worse after 30 years in the St. John's ambulance. Do you need a hand?
Yeah, you're all right, thanks, sir. I'm sure I can manage. Ow! I've done it again, heart blast.
I was one of the first on the scene after the Great Eastbourne Donkey Stampede of 1967, so I know a soul in distress when I see one. You do need a hand. Look, why don't you fold those things up and pop them on the deck of my wheelchair?
I wouldn't dream of putting you to such trouble.
Oh, there's plenty of room if I lift my legs up and put my feet on top. How far are you going?
Locarno Cabaret Lounge, North Pier.
Well, it's easy then. Shove them all on, dear. Might as well let this old girl do the work.
Well, only if you're sure.
Of course I am. Pile them on, dear.
All right, then.
That's it.
Gets you around, does it, this thing?
Yes. When I retired, dear, I'd led such an active life that the moment I stopped, I got arthritis in my legs. So I thought, Dulcie, don't you just sit there moping, you dozy old mare. Get yourself an electric wheelchair and get yourself out. You might not have the pins you once did, and believe me, I could boogie for England once over, but you still got all your marbles, girl, so get out there. Is the best thing I ever bought. And look what I can carry on it. My handbag, my shopping, smokeless coal, and now these things too. What are they?
They're microphone and music stands and an extension lead.
Oh, well, that's a first for me, although I once did have the reconditioned gearbox of a Ford Orion on here. Belonged to my son-in-law. Oh,
blimey.
Is it this way, dear?
Well, thanks ever so much.
What happened to that lady you was with? A bit brassy with all the heels and hair and...
My wife, you mean?
Oh, I'm ever so sorry, dear. I didn't mean to be...
Don't worry. She'd be called a lot worse than that. She was still in a stage outfit. I told her not to wear it on the rough side of the footlights, but did she listen? Next thing, some Glaswegian gigolo beams in on her, offering to help carry the amplifier, and off she goes.
Bit of a tiff, eh?
Yeah, that's quite normal with her. Her mouth can at times resemble a flamethrower, but she was particularly bad today. You don't think he's abducted her, do you? You do hear of some strange things happening. I mean, they could be halfway to Newport Pagnell by now in a stolen Toyota. Donna bound up in the boot and gagged with a pair of her own tights.
Oh, she'll be all right. She can handle herself from what I saw.
Stop. Stop a minute.
Oh, what's wrong?
Hey! Hey, you!
You talking to me there, son?
You know flaming well I am. Where's my wife? What have you done with Donna? Hey, hey! Where's your Toyota? She's thrashing around in the boot, isn't she? Strapped up with gaffer tape and bashing her head on the spare wheel.
What are you jabbering on about?
Or is that it? You've dismembered her and chucked her off the pier in a succession of heavy-duty bin liners. Her limbs bobbing about on the tide, you bastard! Where is she? What have you done with her?
Listen, son. There's no way I'd dismember her, run away with her, or abduct her. She wouldn't have stopped talking long enough for me to get a gagging. I'd take my kiss me quick hat off to you. You're a brave man. Rather you than me.
So where is she?
I don't know, and I don't really care. Good luck to you, I say.
Hang on. You can't just...
Goodbye.
Where is she?
Oh, she'll be all right. We'll go and look for her. Anyway, what about your show?
Hey. Oh, you're right. Hey, we'd better be quick or there'll be no taste of old Arabia.
Oh, it's full power then. Come on, old girl. If you need a replacement vocalist, I know all the hits of Connie Francis, Belle McCoke, Donna, Ruby Murray, Anita Harris.
Aye. Full power, top gear, flat out, and don't spare the donkeys. 15 minutes to showtime and counting. The show must go on, there's no understudy. Although, to be honest, their act isn't quite my cup of tea. I value my eardrums, you see, so I'm much more of a Mantovani and James Last fan. But they have a great following and always lift the roof off, so all credit to them, it's a tough life. I just hope they manage to find Donna, though, or there won't be a show. Old Bazaar in Cairo and Boom Bang A Bang will go unsung. The Rubber Cobra will have to stay in the dressing room. I mean, look at the queue already.
Keep going. It's past the candy floss store.
Oh, yes, I can see it now. Big sign. Lovely photo.
Yeah, the stage door's a few yards further on, past Mr. Blobby. Can you pull in there?
Oh, yes, seen it. No props.
Oh, hey, you can shift that thing, can't it?
I can even keep up with my grandchildren. Oh, is that your wife?
Where?
By that fisherman sat on the bench.
Oh, thank God. Are you all right here for a more?
Oh, yes, take your time, dear.
Donna! Donna!
Well, look what crawled out of the rock pool.
I was worried sick, frantic. I thought you were in the boot of a Toyota on your way to Newport Pagnell, gagged with your own tights.
And all the time, I was sat here on a bench having a fag. Sorry to disappoint you.
Don't be silly. I'm just glad you're okay. And look, whatever it was I did, whatever it was I said, I'm sorry. Honestly, I am. Believe me, I promise. Will you come back on stage with me? Donna, please. Oh, come on. We'll lift the roof off. You and me, eh? The old team, my little tiger.
Don't expect me to talk to you just because I'm singing.
No, 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 I won't. Whatever you say.
Who's your bit of fluff, then?
Well, this is Dulcie. Carried all the mic stands. She's been brilliant.
Don't mind me, dear. Spirit of the Blitz. I like to do my one good turn. I'm very happy for you. We're going inside.
I'll just relieve you of these, Dulcie.
Yep, all right, dear. There we go.
I can't thank you enough, love. Are you sure I can't give you a little bit of something?
No, 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 no. You get going, dear. I think you'll need it inside. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye. And thank you again.
Hiya, Tom. You were cutting it a bit fine, weren't you?
Oh. Hiya, Chris. Long story. Are the tabs in?
All ready to go. Only there's been a bit of a run on Malibu and dry sherry, so we'll be about 5 minutes. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right, love.
Dumped your bird?
Yep. You dumped your fancy man?
He wasn't me fancy man, actually. He might have carried the amp for me, but I certainly didn't carry a flame for him. Did you see the gold on him? Ugh. Anyway, I'm not talking to you.
Well, just as you wish. As long as you're singing, that's all I'm bothered about. Oh, someone's moved the blasted organ again. I wish they'd leave it. It'll be that kiddie's entertainer. I'll wrap his bleeding novelty balloons around his neck. Oh, there. That's it. Ooh. Are you okay?
That thing's got to go, Tone. You'll end up with a hernia as well as a slip disc.
Oh, I'm quite fond of it, actually. We've had it some time, haven't we?
Too long. It's time it went. I mean, we can't go on as we are. That organ must be 30 years old. We've had it for 20. There's a caster missing, lower F sharp's gone, no bossa nova button.
Not to mention the graffiti.
Yeah, Bonnie Tyler is fit. It's a museum piece. And we will be too if we don't change soon. We'll end up in a glass case in the Harris Museum, Preston, singing Lady in Red and The Way We Were over and over again. What a flippin' nightmare.
I know, pet.
If we ever get that new keyboard, we're going to change the act altogether. Do new stuff. Rap, dance music, UK garage. Think of all the special effects and sounds you can get.
One day, pet. I know we've had our ups and downs, love, but we always get by, and we always will.
I'm serious about the new keyboard.
So am I, love. I agree with you, but we have to do it together. We're the old team, remember?
Yeah. All right.
You're talking to me now.
Suppose I must be. You big soft puddin'.
That's my little tiger. Come on. Let's give him hell.
Ladies and gentlemen, with their stunning spectacular, A Taste of Old Arabia, please welcome, live on stage here at the Locarno Cabaret Lounge, North Pier, the one and only Donna D. and Tony!
Aye, well, crisis over. Mind you, it's nothing unusual for those two. But Bashi really went for it this time. Still, it's not stopped Tony giving it some hammer. Prop him up behind a keyboard and he's a changed man. It's like he's been shot through with 2,000 volts. And Donna's belting it out too. Audiences love her. Just goes to show that you can't keep a good turn down. The prom's still swarming. I hope it'll be as hot tomorrow. I've got the day off and I promised my koi carp I'd clean the tanks. There's a novelty ornamental sculpture in the shape of HMS Belfast to repair too. The fish love it, but how I'll glue the windmill back on, I've no idea. And I've not even thought about my topiary heifer. When am I going to get the time? Oh well, tomorrow's problem. I suppose all told I'm lucky, really. It's not a bad job, this. Especially on a day like today with something interesting going on. Mind you, I don't know where I'd be without the magic knockers of destiny. Best 50 quid I ever spent. Aye. It's a proper summer's day today. Almost makes me feel like having salad with me cod tonight instead of chips. Hey, now hang on, Bob. That's just going a bit too far.
Tales from the Tower was written and performed by David Holt. Technical presentation was by Carl Phillips. The producer was Dawn Ellis.